Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. I want to welcome you again this week because this show is about you, those that work dang hard, but you're tired of working so hard for the money, you're ready to get the money working harder for you so you don't have to work so hard for that money. So you can create that freedom, abundance, and prosperity today. We're all about creating that cash flow now, not saving for 5 million years from now, aren't we? As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Especially if you want to get that book, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, to find out how you can free up thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars per year. So today I want to talk about financial freedom, because let's admit it. The number one question I get, right, is, all right, what investments do I do that will get me financially free, that will get me out of the rat race, right? And I'm sure you've been asking the same thing of yourself, and you've heard great guests on the show. There's even great guests yet to come, you know, and the biggest problem that people have is, oh, are there so many options? No, there's two different schools of thought. If you've been around me long enough, you wonder, wow, there's lots to choose from. If you're of almost the majority of people that are listening to this, you don't even realize there's even options for you. So we're obviously talking about what's possible. And to become financially free, which investments do it? The answer is none of them. None of them will get you financially free. None. What do you mean, Chris? Like, I thought you said this was going to be possible. Hey, hold on a second. There's hope, okay? Financial freedom, to me, is when money is no longer the primary reason or excuse that you do or do not do anything. It has nothing to do with the numbers. It has nothing to do with the investments. Now, some investments can help, but financial freedom really comes down to how you feel. And many people don't know what financial freedom is because they've never been there. And having it in a place where I've been able to retire twice, right, in the last 12 years, you know, most recently was within the last 2 years, I was able to get out of the rat race again. But when you get there, when you actually get to that place, you realize that it's not quite what you expected. First and foremost, one is that when you get there, you start to realize, wait, what do I do with my time? What am I going to do now? Because now people say, well, why are you still doing this stuff? Like, if you're financially free, Chris, like, why do you keep teaching? Why do you keep doing podcasts, or you keep going out to speak from here, you know, here and there? Well, the reason is that I love teaching. I love it, regardless of the money. This is something I did both times I retired. That's the thing that's always led me there. My heart's always led me to giving back, not just being comfortable with my own life. And so there's something bigger than that. But I'll tell you that financial freedom doesn't have anything to do with the numbers, because even when I was out of the rat race, I remember the first time I was out of the rat race, I was still kind of scared. One, I kept stock coaching because I didn't know what to do with my time. I didn't expect to get there so quickly. And two, I wasn't quite there to be financially free because, you know, I realized that it happened so fast that I emotionally was not prepared for it. And there's a lot of you that by the numbers, you become what I refer to as financially independent. Financial independence is very possible, and that's just simple numbers, right? Where essentially your income from your investments or other streams of income, the ones that tend to be more or less, you know, the non-active or passive or residual streams of income, they surpass whatever your expenses are to live. That's financial independence, right? And that's where you technically are out of the rat race. But that's not all. And now you can even go a little bit farther. There's more, even a little bit, I know what Tony Robbins refers to as financial freedom, which is you get to do whatever you want. But I'm telling you, that's not even true financial freedom, because I've known people that are still in scarcity no matter what the numbers say. Here's the good news for you guys. Financial freedom can actually happen before you're financially independent. You can get to a place where pretty soon money is not driving your life. That is the real key factor. Is like, is money really driving my life? So just on that bit about financial freedom, it's not about a state of your bank account or your pocketbook. It's a state of mind. It's a state of being. It's who you are. You got to make sure that you're at a place where money doesn't create scarcity in you, no matter how much money's coming in. Now that I got that off my chest, that's a very key principle. You understand that financial freedom is not tied to financial independence. Now, to be financially independent, what investments would it take to do that? Now there's hope. Now there are ways to do that. The investments that you do, it just depends. There's two different types of investors you can become. You can become an active investor or a passive investor. Now, I will tell you, active investors as a whole, especially the ones that do it right and follow their rules, active investors will make way more and can get out of the rat race way faster than those that are passive investors. Because here's the thing, dollars follow value, right? And by the way, when you're a passive investor, it usually means that somebody else is the active investor and they're paying you the table scraps. Now, these table scraps might be great, right? Like, I've had people on this show where they say, yeah, you put money into a fund and then we pay you X percent per month or per year, right? Which is awesome. And there's a place for that. And for some of you, and I've talked to many of you, some of you, that's all you really want. You really don't. You really haven't found something to be an active investor in. By the way, the key, if you're trying to figure out, if you're looking for to be an active investor to get there faster, maybe it's because you don't have a ton of money accumulated yet, right? Or maybe you have a lot of money, but you just want to get there quick. You say, I want to retire the next year. Okay, well, that takes some education and training in a way to be an active investor in whatever that field is, that whatever that area is. So for example, I had someone on the show previously, the land geek, Mark Podolsky. He was on the show. He taught a very great strategy about how to be an active investor. You might spend easily 10, 20 hours a week, you know, finding out how to essentially lease land and cash flow it and make amazing rates of return, way better than it would be as a passive investor. But it does require time and energy. And by the way, investing requires time, energy, and or money. Time, energy, and or money. The real multiplier effect is definitely the time and energy. That's the one that can pay you the most and create some acceleration. If you really you're looking at my life, how I was able to do it quickly and even dig out of that $1 million debt hole and everything else, is because I was focused on being an active investor. I was focused on finding ways to be active to create more. I love, by the way, I love using time and energy, especially if I can really leverage the time and energy where it's not all me, I leverage teams and things like that, time and energy to create what I refer to as an infinite rate of return, which means no money out of pocket to create cash flow. Now, even if it's a little bit of money out of pocket, I love hundreds of percents rate of return. That typically happens, especially works well when you're in a business. Now, that business could be in things like real estate investing or other types of investments, right? That could be the case. But when it comes to, you know, active investing, that could be anything. It's anything that I would say, if you're going to aim for it, something you would do regardless of the money. Something that fascinates you, that you would love. You know, I will tell you that every time I've seen investors do an investment where they did it just for money, they lose money. Or they just don't make any money. And they feel like they just went from one job to the next. And if you want to be truly financially free, you don't want to just be putting yourself into another job, right? You don't want to be just doing something for the paycheck. If you're buying them the same old traditional crap, which is what people have been doing as gamblers their whole life, where you try to go and just invest, you know, and try to do something because it makes you money, it pays you a paycheck, you're still in the rat race. You know, it's okay to get paid for doing something, but do something that you would love, something that fascinates you. Heck, if it even ties in with a life mission, even better. It doesn't have to be that deep for you, but it's got to be something where you like just love it. I call back to Robert Kiyosaki. If you read some of his books, you know, like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and some of those books, if you read between the lines, you realize that he actually has passions for the investments he does. He loves real estate, he loves oil and gas, and he loves business. By the way, kind of funny enough that I kind of like some of those areas too, but that's happened over time. Oil and gas is only more recently I've started to really like it more. But I wouldn't be something to the point where I'd be like, I'm going to study how to do drilling and everything else. I would be more of a passive investor on the oil and gas, but more active when it comes to like the real estate side, or definitely active when it comes to the business side of things, right? But Kiyosaki, he's an active investor in all three of those categories. And the problem is people leave those books and they'll think, oh, well, I should just do those things. No. Because if you read between the lines, in some of the stories, he'll talk about how he's running through Portland, Oregon, and he's running and picking up flyers at houses because he just loves the hunt. See, he loved it. He loved the hunt, regardless of the money. Even when he wasn't buying the property, he just loved to look at them, and he just thought it was cool. See, that is a good sign. If you can find something like that, then you could be an active investor and make awesome returns. You know, I have a client right now. She's looking at doing wholesaling, and she's even hiring her son to do some of the work, which I said do it because pay him up to $6,000 a year tax-free. He could pay for his own stuff now that you've been paying out of pocket and couldn't write off, which is an awesome idea, right? But you know, she's starting to do things with wholesale real estate investing, and it requires a lot of more time and energy than just being a passive investor. But you know what? She can make a lot more money. And I've had people that, after Mark Podolsky talked about the Land Geek stuff, you know, I've had a few clients say, hey, I'm going to try it out. And you know what? Some find out they like it, and others find out they're like, nope, not my thing. You know, for me personally, like, I'd be like, no. I remember I asked Mark, I said, hey, do you have something else? Like, could I be a financer for this? Or could I find one of your other Land Geeks, you know, and invest with them? And we partner on deals? Like, that was more fascinating to me. I didn't want to be an active investor at that point. But you might be that perfect candidate. You know, I've mentioned, you know, now Bailey, you know, I've mentioned him with the Credit Marketplace, right? I did a show a few months back with that. Now, some people think that's awesome because that's an infinite rate of return. But, you know, that might only add a few $100 a month to your cash flow. It might help dramatically. You might, again, you know, no money out of pocket to create something is awesome. But, you know, but that's not going to be everything for you. And so if you're going to be an active investor, if you want to do it quickly, active investor is the key, but you got to find something you love. Now, for passive investments, if you're going to be a passive investor, which I know a lot of you are too or want to be, primarily a passive investor, well, this does require a lot of capital, a lot of money. And if you don't have the money, the question you have to ask is, well, who has it? Could it be the bank? Is there ways you can leverage the equity you have? Things like that, you know, and whatever it might be. You know, can you get access to capital or cash? Because really, you need that. Now, I like to use a basic benchmark with my clients right now. Now, this is not everything. There's some great passive investments that I just talked to somebody today that they offer about 6% rate of return. Now, 6% to get access, you know, to get real, you know, some solid guarantees with that investment, like, you know, to the point where almost like you have the home yourself, right? Like almost, I mean, really, you have collateral, you have claim on a property and things like that. You're just financing it. You have no involvement in the property, so you don't have any of the work to do. You just get paychecks. I mean, that's like a 0.5% a month. Now, do the math here. Let's just say you've saved up, you know, $500,000. You get paid 0.5% per month. That's $2,500 a month, isn't it? Which is not bad. That's $30,000 a year. Let me make sure the numbers add up. Yep, $30,000 a year. So $30,000 is pretty dang good. Now, some people might say, hey, I can get that in the stock market. Well, I'll tell you, there is no such thing as financial independence. Well, there can be financial independence in the stock market, potentially. But financial freedom is very hard to attain. To me, financial freedom, what it requires for that is that you do need, you absolutely do need to have some certainty. You cannot have high risks. And if you're taking high risks to create high returns in the stock market, there really is no certainty. There's no, it's hard to even create financial independence, let alone you'll never create financial freedom in that kind of place. You need low risk type stuff to create returns. So I say in those kind of scenarios, great. Find ways to create lower risk, you know. You know, with most of the stuff, if you're trying to do, you know, the typical financial advising type standpoint, you know, you save up money and then you try to live on the interest or less than the interest just in case, I mean, you're living only on 2 or 3% per year. So if you save a same thing, $500,000, yay, you just made $10,000 to $15,000 a year. Congratulations, you're poverty. You're impoverished. So I'm not saying you do that. I am saying that there are better ways to do it. Now, what if you make 10% a year? You know, 10% a year on $500,000, that means you make $50,000 a year. That's over $4,000 a month. Now we're talking, right? 12% a year, that's 1% a month. Now you're making the same $500,000, now you're making $5,000 a month or $60,000 a year. So there's ways to do that. Now you might say $50,000 or $60,000 a year is not enough. Probably not. You know, for some of you, most of you tell me at least $10,000, $20,000, $25,000 a month is your goal. Okay. Well, it might take some time. You might have to, you know, again, take this money and accumulate it and use that. And this is where I always tell people, take the cash flow. You know, this is where you can stuff inside your life insurance policy or you do other things with it to at least save it. go and invest the money that you've made rather than consuming it all, and you can create some good passive income. But I'll tell you, like, it does not take as much as people think. I have clients right now that have got like $3, $4 million sitting in different mutual funds and things like that, hoping to create a retirement. They'll say, hey, I want to make $300,000 a year. Well, guess what? $3 million, if you make even just 10%, guess what? That's $300,000 a year. Ta-da! Done. That's it. Now, of course, everybody has their own different recipe, and that's the key, is that each one of us have our own thing. So how do you figure out which investments make you financially free? Well, one, yes, the numbers do have to work. But two, it's got to be something you actually enjoy. Because again, even if you're a passive investor, it's got to be something you enjoy, something you have decent control over, something that's more guaranteed. And I don't mean like it has absolute guarantee risk-free, because that just doesn't exist, right? There's no such thing as risk-free. But there are things that do risk your money less. You know, there are things that do have less risk involved. You know, can you get guarantees? Just like with my friend that I'm going to have on our episode soon. Yeah, he might pay 6, maybe 8% on a property deal, but he's doing it as a passive investor. You're just purely the financer. You do nothing with the property, right? For some of you, that might be dream come true. For others, you might say, no, I want to do a little bit more. I'm okay with that. And that's a cool thing. You know, so here's the thing. Ask yourself first and foremost is, if money were no issue in your life, what would you want to spend your time doing? You know, you might say travel and that kind of thing, but what are you going to spend the other 45 weeks doing after you've got burned out from travel? You might want to do something else. What else would you want to do? What would you want to learn about? You know, and that's the kind of stuff you want to, that's the direction you want to go. And the cool thing is there are so many options. I mean, even though I might only say, in my mind, I might say, hey, there's only maybe a half dozen to 10 options that I would think are legit, you know, that are ones I'd say, yeah, this is your lower risk, great returns, and can actually produce something. The thing is, there's infinite number of ways. If you become an active investor, there's all kinds of ways you can do it by doing it yourself. And so if you're looking more for the passive ways, you know, or maybe even the active ways, you know, that's the kind of things that I have to help people identify. We look for the passions, you know, what's intriguing to them, what's going to match up with the numbers, and then match them up. And that's kind of what I do. So if that's something where you're saying like, hey, there's so many options, I'm freezing up, or I don't think there are any options for me. It was so cool when I had a client say, holy cow, like I just realized with one of the options we're looking at is 12%, 1% a month, I could actually retire in these next 5 years. I didn't think that was possible. I'm like, well, good. I was running 10% in my mind and it worked. You know, that kind of stuff. If you're trying to find those things, like, you know, I can connect you that way. So if you got questions like, hey, Chris, I want to figure out how we can get out of the rat race, create financial freedom, financial independence, and essentially financial freedom, which is more of a mindset than it is just the numbers, you know, let me know. Email me, chris@moneyripples.com. We can help you out. In the meantime, I want you guys to know that there's hope, that there's real options out there, real things you can do to create that now, whether you're an active investor or a passive investor. There is hope. There are options. Don't listen to everybody else. Even if your own family and friends think you're crazy, I don't care, because you know what? I've seen it work in my own life. And I've seen it work in my own clients' lives. It can work for you too. So you guys go with that confidence, knowing that it works and it's possible, and you make it a great and prosperous week. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.